Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all of you here today. We want to welcome you all on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost. And Carla, thank you for that beautiful Chris Tomlin song that she played this morning. A wonderful song there. And so we're so glad that you're with us today and come in for worship, opening our hearts to the grace of the Lord and receiving from Him today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about how God knows us. And I asked that question there. Do you like people knowing your business? And I'll be saying more about that later on. But let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together in our bulletin for our call to worship. We've come to worship God,
who loved us before we were born,
who knows us even better than we know ourselves,
whose presence never leaves us,
and whose love for us never ceases. Come and let us worship. Let's join together there and sing one of our favorites, hymn number 430, Victory in Jesus. You can use the hymnal or follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groanings, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and cause the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And some sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin again. Oh God, You who crafted us in Your image and created us for greatness, help us to live into Your new creation. Strengthen us as we seek to answer Your call. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to go to 618 next in the hymn book, or you can follow along, one of my favorites. I want to pass it on, or it only takes us far. Only takes us far to get a fire going, and soon it's all around and warm up to its glow. When all the trees birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is
with God's love.
Once you've experienced it,
you want to sing,
fresh like spring,
you want to pass it on.
I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on Him. It matters not where you're bound. Shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. Just for a moment on that first verse, and then I did it a little bit in verse 2. I kind of quit singing because you guys were singing wonderful this morning. It kind of blessed my soul just to hear everybody singing there for a moment. And what a beautiful thing. Well, we are going to invite our kids to come down this morning if they would make their way.
Psalms. But whoever that psalmist was,
had his own struggles in his life. Because there's times when he was frustrated and mad at somebody. Do you ever get mad at your brothers or sisters? Okay, yeah. I remember when I made my sisters mad at me because I would torment them. I was probably about your age at the time. I remember my one sister said, "Get out of here, Jason, or I'm going to beat you." Because I was tormented because she was having her boyfriend over. Yeah. I was not being very nice at that moment. But, you know what? We find out that God loves us no matter what's going on in our lives. And God cares about us. And that is the good news today. That we can hold on to and never let go that God loves us. And God knows everything about us. Okay. You can head on downstairs this morning. Am I the only one that's getting hot? Whew. Hang on a minute here. I'll turn the air on up here.
Yes.
But when I came in this morning, I had to turn the heat on because it was cold in here. There we go. Put it on a little bit. It'll cool Carla and I off. Everybody else is probably comfortable, so. We want to go to our time of prayer this morning. And we'll give you a chance to share some of your joys and concerns there this morning. And we appreciate that so much that you do that. Yep.
It's a joy and a concern. You know her as Bronte Flora.
Ah, yes.
She had a baby, but there were some complications. So the baby's still in the hospital, but it's looking better. It should be okay towards the end.
Good. Well, we'll definitely keep that Flora baby in our... My gosh, I haven't heard that name because I remember her because her name was so unique, Bronte. Yeah, and yeah, so...
Her married name is Lasher.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll switch that. Lester baby.
Lesher.
Lesher, thank you. Change that from a T to an H. Okay. Somebody else. Yep.
Unspoken
this morning. Get up here. Close. Okay. Somebody else. Yep. Unspoken. Okay. Somebody else. Yep.
This is a joy. I want to thank everybody for praying for me. I'm walking pretty good and getting around, so thank God for that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I know. You seem to be doing well, and then you kind of had a little setback, and thank God that, yes. So we are very thankful for that. I thought I saw, yeah.
Jacob tested positive for COVID last week.
Oh.
And Josh was real sick, had to go to the doctor. Kara's now not feeling good, so she escapes. And I'm unspoken, please.
I was this far away from Kara yesterday at a birthday party, talking with her. I don't want no COVID, so yes. So we definitely want to keep all of them in our prayers. I appreciate that. And somebody else, yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. Yes.
I have a joy. I want to thank everybody that came yesterday to the birthday party and thank God for such a beautiful day. And
it was. Yes, and if you can see, I think she has her little crown on there this morning that she is wearing. I was teasing her a little bit about that last night at the party, and she said, "Well, I'm going to wear it at church," and I said, "Well, go for it." And then I teased her, and I said, "Do you want to have a chair up here and everybody come by and curtsy to you and bow before you?" I can do that because I always pick on Georgia. So, somebody else this morning. Yes.
Have a joy. Sarah Rush, my granddaughter, is engaged to get married next year.
I saw that on Facebook. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Yes, they grow up so fast. Yes.
When the hat first came out, and she's doing a little bit of rough right now.
Okay. We want to remember her in our prayers. And she's on our monthly, and I marked it as for treatments. And so we want to pray for God's strength and healing for her. And somebody else I saw. Yep.
Yeah, from the prayer group. We got several joys. Dolores and Sister Janet Berman, she had a leg surgery and it went great. Bill Wilkins is here. That's a joy. And Greg Baker is home. And then the two prayer concerns with Doug Christian's sister, Beth. She fell, and then I got a call from Hawaii that my roommate in nursing, Brittany, that was a Buddhist, she fell and had some severe brain bleed. And she was a Buddhist when she came, but she was a Christian when she went home.
What is her first name, the one that has the brain bleed?
Irene.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Somebody else. Yeah. Okay.
I want to provide some testimony.
Go ahead.
I know y'all know we missed the ship for our 50th wedding anniversary. It's okay. We're not upset about it, but we're not. Because the air traffic controllers had lost their signal. If we had actually made the plane, if the plane had been allowed to take off, which it wasn't, it would have circled the airport for 5 hours, so we were able to stay in the airport instead for 5 hours until the London plane had already left. But also, my niece and her husband had been scheduled to go with us. They went ahead and went because they were at a different airport, and they had the first 3 days were so, the water was so bad, they would not land them on shore to any of the excursions, so they stayed 3 days on the ship. And I got a call as soon as I got back, that there was a family of four teenagers. No one wants the teenagers. I'm not the only one that will take them. That they needed immediately to be seen and taken care of. And if I had been there, who would have taken the teenagers? So you never doubt what God does because you don't know. He's working back there doing something. And that, for us, that turned out to be really good.
Yeah. Turned to be a blessing in disguise. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Somebody else. Somebody else. Yep.
Yeah, we had a joy this morning. Jana Estee is sitting beside me, and she was Jana Walker. Yes, she's cousin to Richard. Her and I grew up together in this church. We went through all 12 years in school together. We were the same school bus.
Well, good. We are glad to see her this morning. Yeah, welcome. And yeah, and I'm sure people will shake your hands later on when we have our little greeting time there. And but yes, that is wonderful. Somebody else? Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Asking prayers. The prayer chain folks know about this. Asking for prayer for Jody's cousin, Dustin Overhalser. You see him on the prayer concern list there in the bulletin. They live in Columbus, and he had to go up to Cleveland to take care of something in one of their warehouses. And he was out by the loading dock, and he was getting down, getting ready to leave. And one of the trucks came backing in. And you know how the loading docks have those big, huge rubber bumpers? He was in between, which means he was back. If the truck wouldn't have hit those rubber bumpers, he would have been crushed to death. He has his bottom two ribs are broken. He has two broken vertebrae in his back because of it. And one of his lungs collapsed. So Jody talked with him. This all happened on Friday. And she talked with him yesterday. He sounded awful. In fact, as soon as he said hi to her, I was like, oh man, he does not sound good. But we'd appreciate your prayers for him for recovery. He is in Cleveland at the hospital there. He's not sure when he'll get back to Columbus. Also, for some of you know about the Henning boys that were in the car accident at the corner of Troy Urbana and Polcat. Sam is doing very well. They're both home. Ben has, he needs healing, recovery. In fact, one of the things, and I was talking to Jody a little bit about it since she's a speech therapist, is that he's having a hard time communicating. So we appreciate your prayers for Ben this morning. And then for Greg, he is so happy to be home, but he is hobbling around without a knee. And I don't know how that's working, except the way Linda was telling me, it's like he's got a wooden leg. And he's going to be like that for a period of so long, and then they're going to put the new equipment in. But this was the underlying problem. They found an infection behind that old partial knee replacement that he had in there. And that was causing a lot of his issues. So thank God they were able to get that out. He kind of looked like a new man in his pictures on Facebook because when I saw him the day of his surgery, he did not look good at all. So we are very thankful. But continue to pray for him as he's recovering. And then for the next round, which will come here a few months, so we'll find out more about that. So any other prayer requests? I know it took a little bit there to kind of give an update on a few people there.
With Greg, they were having a hard shower in the morning, too.
A what?
A hard shower.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so if anybody wants to send a card to Greg, some of you probably already have. I know some of you are so good about that. When you hear about somebody in the church, you jump right on that and send a little card of encouragement. And so we appreciate that so much. And then so does our card team that does that, that sends those out. Anybody else then?
Lynette Francis, I almost forgot. She called a couple times. She fell in the kitchen and her both her knees and she went in. They said they're not broken, but she called last night.
Oh my gosh, I just saw them Thursday. Yeah. Oh wow. Okay, so we want to remember her, Lynette. So, anybody else? All right, there's lots of them. Maybe there's something that you would like to pray and talk to the Lord about that you couldn't share. You're more than welcome to do that there quietly in your seat as she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause today, we are so thankful for all that you do in our lives, for your goodness, for the blessings, for your grace, for Jesus, for everything how you watch over us and keep us from going places that could be dangerous for us, or when you open up doors that we thought would never open. God, we are so grateful for all that you do in our lives. And even when we face difficult situations, we go through hard times, we receive bad news, or whatever it may be, we are grateful today that you know us and that you love us unconditionally and that you care about us in ways that we cannot even fathom. Even when we feel like you don't care or you don't hear, God, we are thankful. We are. And today we lift up those that are facing situations that have been mentioned today. Lord, we want to lift those up to you. We lift up little baby Lester, God, we pray that your touch would be there for strength and for mama and dad. Lord, just be with them. Strengthen that little one, Lord, we pray. For Jacob, Josh, and Kara, God, that is battling some illness today, God, we ask for your touch and your strength there, and maybe for others, Lord, and for healing. Lord, we lift up Brenda to you, God, and ask for your grace and strength and healing for her today, Lord. For Bev and Irene, where these falls, Lord, God, we ask for your healing touch and your grace to be upon them. For Dustin in this accident, Lord, God, we ask for healing today. For Ben, for healing and recovery in his brain and the rest of his body, Lord, that everything will mend and heal and begin to function again normally, Lord. For Greg, Lord, thank you so much. They were finally able to discover what was causing these things. And we pray for your continued healing and strength for him. And then as he prepares in the months ahead here for the replacement to be put in, God, we just thankful for that. And you would guide there. For Lynette, God, with this fall also, and the pain in the knees, and we pray for healing, we pray for strength, God, and for your touch, Lord. We just are so grateful and thankful today. Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs today. There are four of them that were mentioned, Lord. We know that you know each of these situations, and we ask for your touch and your hand to be upon those. You extend your grace, Lord, into those situations or people's lives today. And Lord, if there's someone that came in, or many, Lord, that have a need in their life that they could not share, Lord, we just ask that you would touch them and that you would minister to them. Those that need healing, bring healing. Those that need strength today, bring strength. Those that need grace, those that need wisdom and guidance, Lord, we ask for your guidance and wisdom, Lord, today. For those that may be facing a decision and they just don't know which way to turn, we ask that you would give your grace and wisdom in those situations, Lord. And we're grateful and thankful. We lift up those on our monthly list, Lord. So many of them facing treatments, Lord, as they're battling cancer or other illnesses, Lord. We pray for your healing touch, your grace, your strength, courage and faith in the midst of all of that. And we're thankful for that. Those in our men and women that are serving overseas and around the world, in our armed forces, we think about our first responders, Lord, all of them that are out there that protect us, that watch over us. God, we're grateful and thankful. Keep them, we pray, in your protective arms, Lord, and be with them. We think especially for Matthew and his group there in Poland and others, Lord. So we're thankful for that and for all that you do in our lives. Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of our service this morning as we break the bread of your word. May you just speak to our hearts, encourage us, and send us forth with confidence and courage, knowing that you love us and that your grace goes with us and your spirit that empowers us and gifts us for what you called us to do in life will be with us on that journey, that we can be a blessing to all that we come into contact with. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus this morning, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. We want to thank you so much, as I share every Sunday, for your faithfulness in giving. And we were grateful, as the psalmist says, and Moses tells us in Deuteronomy, that God has given us the ability to make wealth through our gifts and talents. And so as we give today, God bless you as you give. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin this morning. Gracious God, you have blessed us beyond measure. You have entrusted us as partners to care for your church and world. Bless these gifts. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading is coming from Psalm 139. It is our lectionary, one of our lectionary psalms for today. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 6 this morning. You can follow along there on the PowerPoint. Lord, you have examined me. You know me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. Even from far away, you comprehend my plans. You study my traveling and resting. You are thoroughly familiar with all my ways. There isn't a word on my tongue, Lord, that you don't already know completely. You surround me front and back. You put your hand on me. That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It's so high above me that I can't fathom it. And that is God's word for us this morning. And we pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us today. Amen and amen. Well, today I want to talk to you, obviously, there, as you can see on the PowerPoint, that God knows us. God knows us. So let's go back to the question that was up on the PowerPoint earlier. Do you like people in your business? Oh, you can. It's okay to say something. I may have heard, I heard a few groans there. There's a few no's going on there. Yeah. Do you like people knowing your business? Okay. So I was thinking about that. And if you would have asked me that question 20 years ago, I probably would have said, eh, I don't care. And I don't know what's changed. I don't know if it's because I've gotten older or what, but, or maybe it's the social media revolution or the internet revolution that has changed all of that. Because I remember the first time Chase got on Snapchat, and he could get on there and he could see where his friends were at on vacation over the summer. He was like, so-and-so's in Florida right now. And I'm like, well, how do you know that? Well, because it's there. He said, now he has friends that turn that off. Or maybe their parents made him turn it off so that they wouldn't know one another. He was talking about talking with people all over the United States. And speaking of that, Jody's got this new app that we all have. It's called Life 360. We know where Chase is at all times. We know when he is, and one day when he is driving, we're going to know how fast he's driving. It's so funny. Sometimes when they go away on golf trips and they're coming back and I see that, oh, coach is going 74 miles an hour on Interstate 75. You know, yeah, it's funny. But so much has changed the way things are today. And I think as I've gotten older, I don't like people being in my business. But guess what? With the internet and everything, everybody knows our business today. And the thing is, the psalmist tells us that whether we like it or not, God is in our business. Now, I don't know about you, but it's probably a good thing that God is in our business. Why? Two things I'm going to share with you this morning. First of all, and I'm kind of using vernacular language here for us, is this. First of all, God gets us. God gets us. What do I mean by that? Well, as I was sharing with the kid, God knows everything about us. I'll read that again. Lord, you have examined me. And you know me. Even from far away, the psalmist says, God knows when we sit down, when we rise up, when we're traveling or resting. Just a few moments ago when I was reading that scripture, I never saw it till I was just reading it and it popped into my head. When I saw that, I'm like, why is the psalmist saying when we sit down and when we rise up? And then I started thinking about as we get older, it gets harder to rise up from that chair or couch, doesn't it, at times? I've been having some issues with my heels aching, especially my left one, and I went to the foot doctor this week, and she says I have that plantar arthritis or whatever it's called. You know what? People tell me that 10 times in the last week, and I still cannot say it right. And but she gave me a kind of a temporary arch underneath that I put underneath, and that helps a lot. And but just some other things going on. But man, there was times I just hop out of bed and it's not a problem. And then there's some mornings I hop out of bed and I'm like, ew, you know, it's hurting, you know. And yeah, so and I, you know, so and when we're traveling, when we're resting, God knows what we're going to say before we say it. God is acquainted with all of our ways. And you know what I think the psalmist is doing, and this is just, it kind of struck me this week, is the psalmist is painting a picture of God's loving knowledge of you and I. I want you to grab a hold of that. God's not in our business to exploit us. God is not like corporations and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok that wants to know everything about us so that they can gather information and sell you things, i.e. exploit you. Now, we're so used to it, we don't even think of it that way. But that's not the way God works. God has never worked like that. But this is what I want you to see this morning. We are not invisible to God. Sometimes we go through life. I remember this was probably my hardest time in school years. In junior high, feeling very invisible in junior high. Maybe you experienced that. Or maybe just in life today, or sometimes as we get older and we're living alone and some of our friends are gone and our family doesn't come around as much, we feel invisible. Or we're struggling on our own. We feel invisible. I want you to hear this morning. God sees us completely. God already knows what's in our hearts. And that may feel overwhelming if we think about it. But God doesn't look on us with eyes of criticism, even when we do things that are not good. Like when I'm following a car in my car and they enter, we're coming up on the roundabout and they believe the yield sign is a stop sign. And they stop and they sit there for minutes and there's nobody in the roundabout. You could ask Chase, he can tell you. God doesn't look at us with criticism. Instead, God looks on us with eyes of love. Because this is who God is. That's what the psalmist is trying to tell us. God gets us. Second thing that's there, it's not pointed out specifically, but it's there, and that's this. God chose us. Paul has all kinds of things in Ephesians, Romans, how God has chosen us in Christ Jesus. But I think what that means is that God sets us apart because we are deeply known and loved. And I emphasize that word deeply for a reason. God doesn't choose us, listen to me, God doesn't choose us because we're perfect. Or, and this is where the Christians get into trouble, or because we can perform, do things, or impress God in the church setting or wherever else. That stuff doesn't matter to God. Yes, God wants to use us, and yes, God has gifted us, and yes, it gives God pleasure when we use our talents and gifts to bless people and make a difference. But that's not going to change God's love for us. oh, they didn't use their gift, I'm really disappointed. Now, granted, God may deal with us about maybe not using our gifts, but that's a different thing. Because God already knows the real us and loves us and knows us anyways. God already knows what happens in my car when I pull up to people that's coming up to a roundabout. And God still loves me. And or when you get behind Uncle Gerald, and I'll tell you a minute what that means, on 75, who's in the fast lane going 55 and the speed limit 70. Uncle Gerald was Jody's uncle. And every time they went on trips together, he would get in the fast lane and drive a certain speed, no matter what the speed limit was, and he would not move over. So we kind of joke about that. The other day, I called Jody and I said, "Up, I'm behind Uncle Gerald." She started laughing. And in the midst of that, God pays attention to every part of our lives. Where we go, what we say, how we feel, it all matters to God. Even when we're angry, even when we're frustrated, even when we're struggling with temptations, all of that, God knows already. God knows how we feel. It all matters. Why? Because God cares for us deeply. God cares for us deeply. This isn't about being watched. It's not surveillance systems. It's about being cared for. God surrounds us front and back, and we're never outside of God's reach or care. God knows when we're tired. God knows when we're struggling. God knows when we're trying. God knows when we're carrying more than we let on. I'm doing fine. God truly cares about all that we face. And here's the beautiful thing. God doesn't judge us, but God supports us. This is who God is. When we know God sees our full lives and still stays close, things start to happen. Our choices start to shift. We stop chasing approval from others. We follow the one who already knows us and still chooses us over and over and over again. The psalmist, where right there towards the end there, said these words, "That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It's too high above me that I can't fathom it." Because when someone treats us badly or says something about us or whatever, we want to react. But God doesn't. Realizing that we are completely known and chosen by God feels almost too big to understand. But it's real this morning. Most of us walk through life guarded, always watching our backs. I think I saw something. I don't remember what the statistic was. I'm trying to remember. I remember watching this report, and it was talking about women in the United States. And the number was staggering to me, that they're looking over their shoulders. They're watching behind them where they go places. But the psalmist reminds us that God has our back and our front too. God's hand rests on us, not to hold us down, but to steady us and help us live without fear. That kind of care gives us the strength to keep moving forward, even when life is difficult. Who or what makes you feel supported when life gets hard? The God who knows us. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments here this morning and greet one another, share the blessing around, and then we'll close out with our little chorus there this morning. Chorus here through twice this morning. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praise singing, hallelujahs ringing, join together for our benediction. Go knowing you are being shaped by God in Christ.
Send us into the world to embody your grace.
May the Spirit give us courage, Christ give us compassion, and God's image shine through us as we carry their light and love for all to see. Amen. Walk with you.